Liz is going to become an iguana.
What?
That's right. We've decided to make you an official iguana.
But how does this affect his good friend, Maury?
Maury knows the rule.
No clump toes allowed in the mall.
And just how good of a friend is Liz?
But Liz...
And you need to stop talking to me. Just stop, okay? Stop!
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Ah, morning. The nice thing about mornings is that each new one holds the possibility of surprises for the day. And this one is no exception.
Bye, Mom!
Surprise number one. For a youngster who once described school as worse than having your nose hairs plucked out, Liz is awfully happy to be going there. The reason is surprise number two. The mail came and Liz got a letter.
It's from Maury Clumptoes. An invitation. It's my birthday, and you're invited. Cool!
Liz has known Maury since they were very small, and they've always had fun together.
Lots of fun. I'll have to make sure I RSVP.
That means, respondez, s'il vous plaît, which is a fancy way of saying that Liz is going to tell Maury he's going to the party.
With bells on.
It was right then that surprise number three walked up.
Liz! Hey, Liz!
Oh, boy. Hi, Skink.
I've been looking all over for you.
Really? Because I'm right where I always am when I'm on my way to school from my house.
Okay, maybe not all over, but I have been looking for you.
And now you've found me. Congratulations and goodbye.
Not so fast. I got something I want to tell you.
Look, Skink, I'm having a really nice morning, so I'm really not in the mood for any game.
This is no game, and what I got to tell you will make your morning even better.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it will make your day. Your year.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, just that we iguanas have been talking it over, and we've decided that we need to expand our ranks by one.
How nice. Best of luck with that.
And we've decided that one is you.
What?
That's right. We've decided to make you an official iguana.
What? What? That's just what I said. In fact, I said it twice.
Later that morning during recess, Liz told Lucille the news. Lucille was perplexed.
I'm perplexed.
About what?
Well, isn't there an initiation or something to get into the iguanas?
Well, usually, yes. But in my case, they've decided to forego that particular ritual.
Forego that particular ritual?
Quite. It means to skip the initiation.
I know what it means. I'm just wondering why you're talking like that.
You mean, intelligent?
I mean snobby.
Since when is it snobby to use intelligent words?
Since you started using them with me.
Well, it just so happens that my membership in the iguanas is directly attributable to my ability to utilize my extensive vocabulary.
Cut it out!
Right, okay. I just meant that the iguanas want me because I get good grades. They said they need someone smart in the club.
Yeah, that's the first truthful thing they've said.
What do you mean?
Just the only reason they need someone smart in their club is to do all their homework for them.
No.
Yes. Think about it, Liz.
I have, Lucille. I won't let that happen. I'm just going to tutor them, that's all.
I just don't think this is a good idea, Liz.
Why?
Because iguanas are so snobby and rude.
Oh.
You're a nice guy, Liz. I don't want you to become like them.
Oh, that won't happen.
Really?
Of course not. No matter how far up my star may rise, I'll never forget the little people like you, Lucille.
See, you're already acting like them.
Come on, I'm joking.
Sure, it's a joke now, but... one day it won't be.
Lucille.
Liz, I really think that becoming an iguana is a bad idea.
I understand how you feel, Lucille, but I'd hoped you'd be happy for me. You know this is something I've always wanted.
I'm sorry, Liz. Congratulations on making the club.
Thanks.
We better get back to class. See you after school?
Oh, not today. I have to go meet with the iguanas, but I'll see you later.
Liz.
Yeah?
I am happy for you.
Thanks. Thanks, Lucille.
But I still say this isn't a good idea.
During the next week, Liz learned all of the rules of the Iguanas and became a full-fledged member. He was very proud.
Proud and happy.
That Saturday, Liz was in the mall, running an errand for Grandpa Annoli, when suddenly...
Hi, Liz.
Maury, hey!
Hi, I'm glad I ran into you. Haven't seen you at school all week.
Well, I've been kind of busy.
Yeah, I heard about the Iguanas. Yeah. Congrats.
Thanks.
So you gonna come?
Come where?
To my party? You didn't respond to my invitation yet.
The party. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, well,
Lantos.
Hi, Skink.
He bothering you, Liz?
No, we were just having a conversation.
Because Maury knows the rule, right, guys?
Yeah, you better know the rule.
Rule? What rule?
Tell him, Maury.
No, clump toes allowed in the mall.
I can't hear you.
No, clump toes allowed in the mall.
I still can't hear you.
No clump toes allowed in the mall.
So, why are you still here?
Yeah, beating clump toes here.
Get out of here.
Right. I'll see you later, Liz.
Maury? Skink, what's the big idea? Why did you guys treat Maury like that?
Because he's Maury Clumptoes, that's why.
So he's Maury Clumptoes. That's a reason to chase him out of the mall?
It's a great reason. I mean, come on. Do you really want to be seen in the company of a Clumptoes?
Well,
look, Liz, as iguanas, we have a certain reputation to uphold.
Okay.
The Clumptoes aren't classy enough to hang around us. Or even be in the same building with us. Right, guys? So, why are you so concerned about him anyway?
I'm not concerned. It's just that Maury's a nice guy, and...
Wait a minute. Am I hearing you right?
That depends. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing you defend Maury? Are you saying that Clumptoes is your friend, Liz?
Because
no friend of a Clumptoes can be an iguana. Right, guys? So is he your friend or not, Liz?
No. No, Maury isn't my friend. Of course not. No, he's just an acquaintance. Oh, and not even a good one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just see him around every once in a while. That's all.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Hey, we were just gonna go get new jackets. Wanna come with us?
Oh, I would, but I can't. I gotta go make a delivery.
Oh, all right then. Meet us at the clubhouse afterwards, okay?
Yeah, sure thing. See you there.
Liz walked off quickly, ashamed of his behavior. But things went from bad to worse. He hadn't gone very far when he heard...
Liz!
Maury!
So anyway, what about my party? It's gonna be great. We're gonna have balloons and games and cake and ice cream. And
well,
I think Cowboy Bebop will be there too.
Liz looked around nervously, hoping that the iguanas couldn't see them. Then he heard Skink and the others laugh. And saw over Maury's shoulder that they were coming.
Look, Maury, I gotta go.
Well, what about my birthday party? Well, are you coming, huh?
The iguanas were getting closer. He had no choice.
No, Maury, I'm not coming to your dumb old party. I can't. I won't.
But Liz...
And you need to stop talking to me. Just stop, okay?
Stop. Okay, Liz.
Hey, everything's here at kidscorner.net. Check out the Kids Corner activities page. There are all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities, all free for you to download and check out. This month, we're featuring the KC Bible Story coloring packets. There are 7 packets altogether. Each page tells the greatest stories of the Bible. Choose from 30 stories, spanning from creation through the history of the early church. Add some color to the Bible scenes and characters, and share the page with a friend. Then go to the Kids Corner Bible Stories page and listen to all the stories. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to find the KC Bible Story coloring packets. It's all free, so have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
That afternoon, Liz Liz was sitting in Grandpa Anoli's barn, helping Grandpa work on one of his new contraptions.
There. That part's in. Okay, Liz, hand me the gear spools, will you? Liz. Earth to Liz.
Oh, huh? You need these spool things?
If it's not too much trouble.
Oh, no. Here you go.
Thanks. Okay. So is everything okay?
Uh-huh.
You know your hair's on fire.
Uh-huh.
And I think you're growing another head.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! What was that?
Let's just call it my attention getter. And you definitely needed it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grandpa.
You want to tell me what the problem is?
There's no problem.
Don't make me use my attention getter again.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, all right, I have this friend who did this bad thing.
Mm-hmm. A friend, huh? Yeah. What kind of bad thing?
There's this unpopular kid, and these popular kids were picking on him.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had the chance to stand up for the unpopular kid, but my friend didn't.
I see.
And there's more.
Now, go on.
My friend also...
Also what?
Oh, he also nuked the unpopular kid because he wanted to impress the popular kids.
Ah, uh-huh.
So that's what happened.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, my friend really couldn't help nuking the guy. I mean, the popular kids were looking right at him.
Oh, that can be tough, all right, yeah.
And the unpopular kid is pretty annoying. I mean, he brings a lot of this on himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure he does, yeah.
So, don't you have anything to tell me? That I should tell my friend, I mean?
No, not really.
Okay.
You could do me a favor, though.
Oh, I knew it. Here it comes. What favor?
How about trying out my new invention?
What?
I just finished it. I call it a videometer. I made it for the church. It plays special stories that I've come up with. I want you to watch the first one and tell me what you think, okay?
Sure.
Jesus told stories to everyone. Even experts in the Jewish law needed help understanding the kingdom of God.
Jesus, what must I do to receive eternal life?
You are the expert of Jewish law. What does the law say? How do you understand it?
Well, the law says to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, love him with all your strength and with all your mind, and the law says to love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yes. You have answered correctly. Do that, and you will live.
But the man wanted to make himself look good to Jesus, so he asked,
"But Jesus, who is my neighbor?"
I will tell you a story to show you who your neighbor is. A Jewish man was walking down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Suddenly, he heard a noise.
Quick! There's someone coming that we can attack.
Yeah, he's a Jew.
Let's beat him up.
His clothes are nice. Let's take them.
Hey, money. It's all ours.
Money.
The robbers beat the Jewish man, took all of his belongings, including his clothes, and left him to die on the side of the road. A priest happened to be going down that same road.
Help me. Please, help me.
Oh, my. Poor man lying in the road. Is he dead? If I touch a dead man, I'll be unclean. I'll walk to the other side of the road.
A Levite, a man who took care of the temple, also came by.
Help me. Please, someone help me.
Oh no, look at that. He's all bloody and bruised. I wonder what happened to him. And I don't want to get my clothes bloody. I'll just walk on the other side of the road here.
Then a Samaritan man came down the road. Jews hated Samaritans. It would have nothing to do with them. The Samaritans also hated the Jews fiercely.
Please, someone help me.
Oh no, look at that. He's all bloody and bruised. I wonder what happened to him. And I don't want to get my clothes bloody. I'll just walk on the other side of the road here.
Then a Samaritan man came down the road. Jews hated Samaritans. It would have nothing to do with them. The Samaritans also hated the Jews fiercely.
Help me! Help me!
Oh, no. That poor man has been beaten and robbed. This is terrible. He might die. I can't just leave him here on the road. I must do something. Sir, don't you worry. I'll take care of you. Let me first put some oil on your wounds. Then I will bandage you all up and take you to an inn where you can rest and get well.
So the Samaritan bandaged the wounded man, put him on his own donkey, and took him to a nearby inn.
Excuse me, innkeeper. Here are 2 silver coins. Take care of this man. I must go on, but when I return, I will pay you back for any extra expenses you may have for taking care of this man.
When Jesus finished the story, he asked,
"Well, expert of the law, which of the 3 men do you think was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by robbers?"
"The one who felt sorry for him and stopped to take care of him."
"You are correct. Go and do as he did."
There. What'd you think?
Did you show me that particular story on purpose?
Well, I didn't plan it that way, but I do think the story fits your friend's situation.
Yeah.
You know, in Jesus' time, nobody liked the Samaritans. They were the, what everybody's calling, unpopular ones, you know? And yet he was the only one to help the man beaten by robbers. I think Jesus' point was that it doesn't matter what group someone belongs to. He wants us to love everyone. You think your friend will understand that?
Yeah, he'll understand. I don't think he'll like you very much, though.
Liz was convicted, but not convinced. He left Grandpa's barn to go to the Iguana's clubhouse. But as he sped to the clubhouse on his bike, he was deep in thought, so much so, in fact, that he failed to notice a deep pothole in the road. The bike hit it at full speed. Liz lost control and went over a small embankment. He crashed into a clump of bushes and was still. For several minutes after the wreck, Liz lay in the bushes, moaning. Then after a while, Skink and the Iguanas rode up on their bikes. Liz called out,
"Please, oh, help."
And they stopped and peered over the embankment at Liz.
"Hey, did you guys hear something?"
"I didn't hear anything."
What?
Apparently, Liz was too banged up for them to recognize.
"Hey, who is that?"
"I've never seen him before. I don't know."
"He doesn't look like an iguana. Should we help him?"
"Heck no. You can see."
"Yeah, you're right. We don't have time to help anyone who's not an iguana. Besides, I don't want to get my new jacket dirty."
No.
"Come on, let's get out of here."
By then, Liz was in so much pain, he fainted. Liz woke up in a great deal of pain.
"Easy, Liz. And I'll take it easy. Take it easy."
"Grandpa?"
"Yes, it's me. Ow. You're back at my farm."
"Oh, what happened?"
"You need to lie still. Lie still. Apparently you and your bike had a nasty encounter with a pothole, and the pothole won."
"Oh, wait, my bike?"
"Trashed, I'm afraid."
"Oh, you sure it was just a pothole and not a Mack truck? I feel awful. And, oh, my ankle really hurts."
"Yeah, I think it's broken."
"Oh, great.
I've sent for the doctor, and he's on his way."
"Well, thanks for finding me, Grandpa."
"I didn't. And I didn't bring you to the house, either."
"Well, then, how did I get here?"
"Both questions have the same answer."
"What?"
"You can come on in now."
"Hi, Liz."
"Maury?"
"He saw the whole thing. Your crash and the iguana's behavior toward you.
Oh, wow.
After they left, Maury picked you up, put you on his bike, and rode you here to the closest place."
"Oh."
"He's been here the whole time."
"Oh, Maury,
Liz, please forgive me. Please."
"Forgive you? For what?"
"For not helping you sooner. I was scared of the iguanas, so I waited until they went away."
"Oh,
so sorry, Liz. Please forgive me."
"Oh, Maury, I'm the one who should be begging you for forgiveness."
"Me?"
Yeah.
No.
Yes. I treated you so badly in the mall, and all because of a dumb old club.
Oh, that was nothing.
Yes, it was something. It was wrong. Oh, Lori, can you find it in your heart to forgive me?
Of course, Liz. You're my friend.
And you're mine. And if it's not too late, I'd really like to come to your birthday party, if that's okay with you.
It's absolutely okay with me.
Great!
Well, I'm glad you got this all worked out.
Yeah.
But, Liz, what about your friend's problem?
Oh, that... Well, I guess my friend will just have to tell the iguanas that he doesn't want to be in their club anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It took a crash to make him realize that he has better friends to hang around with.
Sounds like your friend is making a good decision.
You do know that I'm really the friend, right, Grandpa?
Yes, Liz. I know.
I don't fit in, my grades are kind of weak. Don't have many friends, I got braces on my teeth. My clothes don't come from a trendy store. People laugh at me, feel like a big eyesore. It's lonely here inside this crowd. Like everyone agreed to stay away from me. Now tell me, what would Jesus do with me if he were you? Something he once said, like love your neighbor. What'd he say to you? Even losers need friends too. 'Cause everyone's outcast and needs a savior. Tell me, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? No sense, I hear the things you say. It just doesn't match, you live another way. If you love Jesus like you say you do, how come you don't act the way he tells you to? He loves me for who I am, so how can you just turn your head and walk away? Tell me, what would Jesus do with me if he were you? Something he once said, like love your neighbor. What'd he say to you? Even losers need friends too. 'Cause everyone's outcast and needs a savior. Tell me, what would Jesus do? Something he once said, like love your neighbor. What'd he say to you? Even losers need friends too. 'Cause everyone's outcast and needs a savior. Tell me, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do?
I'm glad Liz and Maury are back to being friends. Sometimes it's hard to be friends with the unpopular kids, especially when it seems like being around them will make you unpopular too. If you're ever in a situation like that and you're tempted to act like Liz did, just remember what Grandpa told him. Jesus wants us to love everyone, no matter what group they belong to.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.